You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're talking about some other cool stuff that's happening in Tamaki Makaurau in the next month or so with Anne O'Brien from the Writers Festival. Morena, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm well, thank you.
Hey, it's lovely to have you back up in the studio. It's been about a year, we were just saying off air, and it's been a big year, hasn't it?
It has. Well, it's had its challenges. Obviously, last year we launched Cancelled, Unpicked, and then planned dealing with the COVID requirements that we have. So, yeah, that's provided some challenges, but we're pretty pleased with actually the program that we've come up with. We feel like it's a really strong program.
Yeah.
It stands on its own 2 feet, and we've done some deft combining of internationals who are hiding here and a couple of key people on a screen, and then a whole lot of wonderful New Zealand writers.
It is a really cool program. Like, even, you know, COVID aside, this is awesome. And one of the silver linings, I guess, of this weird year that we've had is showcasing in many ways out of necessity how awesome what we have in Aotearoa is. You know, we've got so much great talent here in all, you know, creative fields, so it is a pretty special thing to be able to spotlight that. But as you say, you've also managed to find a few people who've been lurking around New Zealand and they'll be doing some stuff. So let's talk about this program. What are some of your big standouts in this lineup we've got?
Well, I mean, I think first of all, I want to say that is absolutely true. Our core kaupapa has always been New Zealand writers, and they are always at the heart of what we do.
Totally.
And everything else we build around it. So, and of course, I love everything in my program. It's like your children, I can't say. But yeah, we've found people like Neil Gaiman, been inviting him for 10 years, just happens to be in New Zealand right now, and we'll get him onto the stage. Yeah, with Amanda Palmer too, so they're doing something together. I mean, we've got some fantastic new talent coming through, people like Ruby Solly, who's just this wonderful young Māori wahine, your composer, poet with her new collection out, and she's curated a whole series of conversations with people like Patricia Grace and Becky Manawa too, just really fantastic.
So cool, yeah.
So cool. Spoken word showcase from South Auckland, you know, some of the great sort of fiction that's been coming out from people like Catherine Chidgey and Pip Adam, and yeah, there's just a whole bunch of stuff, and what we've tried to do is make it, as always, broad and deep, lots of different ways. We've got, you know, Marlon Williams and Reb Fountain and Tom Scott all speaking with Wāina Maniapoto. So we've got the songwriting, we've got the music, classical, contemporary, we've got poetry, we've got all that great stuff. So it's really rich, I think.
What I've always enjoyed about the Writers Festival, I mean, there's lots of things I love about the Writers Festival every year, but what I've always enjoyed is that you also look at musicians like writers, which I really appreciate, because we love musicians for their music. You know, the first thing that kind of affects you when you listen to something is usually the sound of it. But what makes you come back is those lyrics often, you know, and I think that sometimes we forget to focus on musicians as writers, and I've always enjoyed how the Writers Festival has made space for musicians from Aotearoa to be recognised as writers as well as music makers, which I think is going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is that language is the way that we tell our stories to each other, and actually, you know, when you go, if you start with poetry, that's, and songwriting's kind of part of that, it's the essence of the craft of language. How do we take language and get to that emotional heart and that truth for each of us?
Totally.
And then you kind of build that into fiction and then into non-fiction, where we tell those stories in a much more factual way. And so anybody who's using language is part of what we're celebrating, which is the way we tell our stories and the way we tell them to each other.
Yeah. What are some of the things that people who maybe haven't come to the Writers Festival before should know about in terms of like stuff that comes up every year? You just mentioned, for example, the South Auckland poetry scene always has a big showcase at the Writers Festival. The Ockhams as well. What are some of these things that people who are maybe jumping into it for the first time might want to check out?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, there's a few things. The University of Auckland Festival Forum is a really good place to start. You know, we're talking about cancel culture. Talk about a kind of heated and really complex subject. I asked one person to be part of that panel and they said, I really want to go to that session, but I don't want to be in that session because I'm not quite sure what I think. And
yeah,
I think that
yeah.
makes it beautiful. So we always have these great current affairs discussions. The Ockhams, as you say, this is a celebration of the best New Zealand writers across all genres.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, just look at the poetry finalists. 4 poets, 1 Pacifica, 1 Māori, 1 Egyptian New Zealand, 1 Asian New Zealand. The first time ever, not Pākehā, amongst them in the finalists. So this wonderful collection of the best of us. Thursday night is storytelling night, so we have 8 writers each telling a 7-minute true and personal story on a theme I've given them, Stranger Than Fiction this year.
Cool.
And we have people like Philly from South South Auckland, one of those wonderful poets we've talked about, and Witi Ihamaira at the other end of that spectrum, one of our great New Zealand writers. So they're great dip-ins. Mm. The other things to know are that a third of the program is free, so you just come and queue and go into stuff. And there's student ticket prices and everything else is sort of accessibly priced. So my advice is always come, just immerse yourself in it, and particularly go to pick at least one thing that you don't think on the face of it is your immediate pick.
Totally.
Because often that's the thing that you will remember and will kind of, you'll have that voyage of discovery, which is what the festival is.
Yeah. That's absolutely something I think I've had experience with at the Writers' Festival. You accidentally go to something with your mate that you didn't realise was what you were meant to be going to, and you come out being like, that was the coolest thing I saw. You mentioned that there's a couple of international artists who are kind of streaming in from overseas. Tell us a little bit about these ones.
We really believe that the essence of what we do is live. So live in venue, everything's got to be in venue. But we just did want to put a couple of marquee names if the opportunity arose. So one of them is Kazuo Ishiguro, who of course has won the Nobel Prize for Literature and has a new novel out, Clara and the Sun, about artificial intelligence, but really about what it is to be human. Mm-hmm. So he's doing a Beeman. And the other is Ai Weiwei, the Chinese artist and political activist currently in Europe. And he's got a new book out called Conversations, where he talks to various people about the kind of the political passions of his work and his thinking. And so he'll also be beaming in a couple of those. We've actually got some writing workshops too, and we've brought in some really fantastic writers, people like Marilyn Robinson from the States, to actually teach craft.
That's awesome.
So we're doing a bit of that as well. And then we've got these little, last year when we cancelled, we did a sort of 13-part series. You can still check it out on our website. Three writers every week speaking with the amazing Paula Morris, Māori writer. And so that allowed us to put some people in, like Isabella Yen Day, Yi Yun Lee, Muhammad Hassan, who's an Egyptian New Zealand poet working in London, and just blend in just a little bit of that flavour and put some New Zealanders and internationals together. So lots to pick from.
So much to pick from, and it's all happening from the 11th till the 16th of next month, so not that long away now. And as you say, so much of it is free. It's just, you know, go to as many things as you can fit into your afternoons, I reckon, or your mornings as well. If people want to find out more and book some tickets for the other bits and pieces, where can they go?
Well, best place to start is our website, writersfestival.co.nz. That'll link you through to Ticketmaster, where, you know, you can purchase tickets. But range around, lots to do. It's one of the most invigorating weeks in the year, I reckon, in Auckland and possibly across the country. So you want to be part of it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.